fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, if we want to improve our wages, if we want to improve our outcomes for kids.
Fighting for Idaho.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous.
Fighting for you.
We just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals and then provide the best individual education for every student.
My life at school, it's very challenging, but I choose to accept that challenge.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, promoting our schools, securing our future. Here at Dennis Technical Center, at the Dennis Technical Center, right behind the Boise School District. Scott Moore is with us. He's very early to his segment. We appreciate you joining us so early, sir.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. So tell us a little bit about this school. A lot of folks may not know what y'all actually do here.
Well, the PTE Center has been in, you know, since back in, early 90s, 80s.
It's always, a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been here. Yeah, a long time ago. Earlier than that, everybody had the FFA welding.
Sure. Shop class.
Shop class. So this center's been out here for 12 years now, I believe. 12, 13 years we're going on. We have everything from collision repair, machining, welding, mechanics, graphic arts design. It's a great place for the kids to come out. We're started this year, EMT class, as well as we have our IT departments and stuff, where kids can come out, get a lot of hands-on training, get them a little bit away from the traditional school.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that mold with the traditional schools that a lot of us have grown up with, the parents of these kids today, the grandparents, where they had a shop class or they had a baking class. This whole place, this whole facility, this whole school has a different feel to it. So how do you meld the required elements of education with great job learning skills?
Basically there, we're just looking for practical. You know, kids don't really like to sit in math class. It's hard to say that, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. But we can bring them here and give them practical math.
Right.
Give them a reason to understand why that math is important. And then that usually clicks the light on. It makes it nice. They're just like, oh, okay, I understand why I need to do this like this.
Right. When they graduate, what type of life skills do they have? What type of wage-earning skills will they have here?
A lot of them can leave here with pretty much basic start-out knowledge and go, in my field for collision repair, they can leave here and pretty much go out and get a job to where they don't have to leave and just rely on working at McDonald's or, you know, somewhere to that effect.
Right.
They actually have enough skills and enough talents. And some of them come and they learn, hey, this is not for me. I want to do something totally different. So
right.
It gives them that aspect as well.
When we talk about this, by the way, Scott Moore with us, collision repair instructor here at 580KIDO. When we take a look at the future of trades, I'm trying to remember who I was talking to or listening to somebody because I have a lot of voices in my head, and my friends are people on the radio, you know, whether I know them or not, Scott. So when people are talking about, hey, if you want a job that's going to be consistent, steady, and give you a good income, the trades are underappreciated. We can't fill them, and it's a good place to live the American dream these days.
It is. We always say a mechanic, you always need a mechanic.
Yes.
You're going to crash your car eventually.
A good mechanic.
A good mechanic.
Right.
You always need a plumber.
Right.
Everybody's got one of those. If you don't have a trade to fall, we always tell the kids, if you have a trade to fall back on, you'll always eat.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about collision repair. My favorite thing, it's almost like going to the doctor's office. Is this insurance or isn't it? And I'm going, well, what does that mean? Well, if it's insurance, it's a lot more fun. Oh, gee, great. are there any tips that you can give us getting value when we have those uh-oh moments since winter driving season's on its way?
Just remember, you pay for insurance and, you know, utilize them if you need to. And
Isn't that funny, though? We pay for insurance and we never use it.
We do, exactly.
Right.
A lot of people are afraid, oh, my rates will go up. That's generally not the case. They generally work with you pretty well, especially if you've been with them for a while. So
now, do you believe, since you do this all the time, that the older cars were a lot more sturdy than these fancy-dancy, highfalutin, aerodynamic cars we drive today?
No, not at all.
Really? Those Buicks, the old tanks that are Buicks or Oldsmobiles? Or?
That's kind of an old myth.
Right.
They are big battle tanks. Everybody thinks they're safer. They can take quite a beating, but the new cars are designed so well that they just outperform the old cars, hands down.
And you buy into that whole crash safety, it's a lot better than the old cars?
Very much.
So what do you actually teach when you go to collision repair? Let's say my man Jacob here, who, you know, he's actually 37 years old, but he looks about 22. let's say Jacob wanted to learn a trade. He's tired of hanging out and getting up at 2 in the morning and dealing with these radio people as he's shaking his head. Let's say he would like to learn how to be a body shop repairman. What will he learn?
We basically start out everybody from the beginning. We start them out with safety tools and then start jumping them right into hands-on, fixing dents, pulling out dents.
That sounds pretty physical. Dents.
They pull out the dents. So
you don't have a button you push for that?
we just weld nails to them. Got some newer technology where we just use slide hammers, different types of machinery to pull out everything. So,
are there a couple students, and you don't have to name their names, but if you could just say of someone that's been here that, you know, maybe they were a little unsure of themselves and they left here and now they're doing well in our community. Any folks you want to brag about?
Oh, gosh, yeah. We've got tons of them out in the community. It's amazing. We just did a barbecue down at our local paint store. And us as instructors, this is my 9th year doing this. Plus, I've been out in the industry here in the Valley for the last 25, you know, years to see how many people that used to work with me, for me,
right,
that are all now journeyman technicians. And it's the students that came through here that you didn't think were going to actually go out and do this for a living. You show up at a shop for just a visit, and here they are. And you're just like, wow, I didn't know you were going to do this. You were so shy and quiet. And
right.
They just, you know, said, hey, you sparked the interest, and here I am.
Anything else, Scott, you'd like to say about the trades? Because, you know, parents are so insecure about their kids and their grandkids' future today.
You know, you cannot go wrong with a trade. We use the instance, you hate to throw some of the big tech companies under the bus, but when they lay off 500-600 people. In the body shop world, if they lay off, they lay off one guy here or one guy there. As long as the town's growing, I've never been laid off in my life.
Yeah, I wish I could say that. You never know what's around the corner. But we appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, it is 6:13. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's take a look at and a listen to you at 580 KIDO. What happened last night in Syria?
The U.S. and its partners conducted 13 airstrikes against 12 ISIL-controlled modular oil refineries in remote areas of eastern Syria just yesterday. These mobile refineries are a big source of financing for ISIS. But the strikes have thus far been ineffective in stopping new ISIS advances into Kurdish regions in the north. As many as 140,000 Kurdish villagers have been forced to flee in the past day or so. Their villages burnt to the ground, many prisoners beheaded. That news comes as President Obama addressed the UN General Assembly yesterday, reiterating his adamant refusal to allow U.S. boots on the ground.
Boy, there you have it. So at 580-5436 or Kevin Miller on Facebook, probably the quickest way to reach me this morning, do you still believe that there will not be boots on the ground? And when we're talking about ISIS, the president yesterday, if you missed it, certainly I'm sure our friend, I know Mr. Sean did cover it yesterday when we were listening to his program, and, you know, the president making his case that America cannot go alone.
When nations find common ground, not simply based on power, but on principle, then we can make enormous progress. And I stand before you today committed to investing American strength to working with all nations to address the problems we face in the 21st century.
But it was interesting, and I...
Today I asked the world to join in this effort.
Yeah. That's a tough call, whether or not the world will join the effort to stop ISIS-ISIL. And as I was listening to the president yesterday, and then the replays of the clip from the president yesterday, where he said that this problem is the biggest, and I'm paraphrasing here, so again, we have reporters for accuracy, commentators to really get everybody pumped up. But the president was making the case that this is a problem too big for one nation. Well, it's kind of like our military. We have the great military, the greatest military in the world, probably the greatest in civilization's history. But when you don't put any money into something, when you downsize it, when you eliminate the brigades and everything else because of cost cutting, well, then you reduce your capabilities. So we take a look at this, and perhaps today we can't solve the problems of the Ukraine, and that's the book is still out on whether or not we should be involved in that, or take on ISIS, or save Afghanistan. And my dear friends, my dear true believers, how tough would it be for someone to pretty much disable our entire infrastructure? Take a look at this, and I'm not going Tom Clancy on you, and this is surely not meant to alarm you, but to awaken you here at 580KIDO. Think about how Boston was put on ice because of the two brothers, the Sarkov brothers, or however you pronounce their names, one of them on trial right now. So never mind a civilian attack here, which the president and others believe could happen, but if you had Putin stirring up the unrest in the Ukraine, and you have the Taliban, which has been resurgent in Afghanistan, and then all of a sudden we have Iraq, Syria blowing up, that's three theaters of contrast right now, of conflict. Never mind with the Chinese and the Japanese going on. Let's see, we could see something happen with the narco terrorists in Mexico. Now, 5 years ago, you'd say, Kevin Miller, jump on your black helicopter and go move to Montana. Today, these are all real-world scenarios, correct? And when the president says, we're not going to put boots on the ground, I hope that he's right. But because, again, boots on the ground means American lives will be lost. But as we've talked about earlier, and you've told me at 580-5436, the ISIS folks, they view this in a much broader perspective. They look at this as the continuation of the Great Crusades. And it's all in. And when they mean all in, they're all in. And I don't know if you caught Sean's show yesterday. As I was driving around last night, he had Catherine Herridge on from Fox News. And the advent of social media. In the old days, they were talking about how you'd have to personally be recruited by Osama or Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or any of these other nefarious terrorists. But today, because of the way young people are wired, they're so into social media, they're so into Twitter and Facebook and everything else, that based on Facebook or Instagram, they have formed connections with these folks, and you have people, what is it, over 100 from this country, that have left and have joined ISIS. That's the power of the social media movement in the millennial generation. And it's probably more intrinsic in the plurals, which is the generation after. And how do you deal with that? Well, I'll tell you what the military used to do and should do again. But the big question of the morning here at 580-5436, do you believe that we're safer after the airstrikes? I think the only people happy about the airstrikes last night are the people that own oil company stocks. We are at the Dennis Technical Center here in Boise talking to some great folks. Talking about careers, talking about trades, talking about computers all morning long. Thank you, CapEd Credit Union. Without you, without your belief in the schools and the teachers and our little humble program, we couldn't do this. So thank you, CapEd Credit Union. If you get a chance, check them out. Great rates and wonderful people. Let's get you to work safely and on time. And
promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at the Dennis Tech Center in Boise on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
WDKIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, promoting our schools, securing our future. Thank you all for joining us. We're at the Dennis Technical Center. We're going to talk to some students coming up. And, you know, I was really inspired talking to Mr. Moore here earlier when the idea of trades and the idea of keeping American jobs here, and when we always worry about outsourcing and NAFTA and GATT and everything else. And I don't know how many parents and grandparents and kids and even peers today that I talk to with this economic uncertainty and the idea we're always going to have cars, they're going to need to be fixed, computers that are going to be need to be taken care of. I think it's awesome that the Boise School District has this facility, and quite impressive indeed. We invite you to go to our website, 580kido.com, where we will have lots of pictures of, I guess you would call this an unorthodox teaching environment, an unorthodox classroom, not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense. When you're talking about, they have things that you would see at a repair shop, and as we said and we heard, real life skills. So when you graduate, you remember the old concept when you went to school that when you graduated, you got a gig, you got a job, you had an opportunity. And how do we stop crime? What's the best remedy for crime? Jobs. And we're not talking about the government giving you a job. We're talking about a skill. Now, if that's not return on investment, I don't know what is. Other news of the day. There's a story that Ray Amaya and I are chasing. Apparently, and this is, again, like you, I listen to the radio all day, that there's some controversy involving military vehicles in Napa. Well, heck, you listen to this program. There's controversy involving the police using military vehicles, whether they're the Ada County Sheriffs, whether they're, I don't think Meridian has one yet. And I don't know if Boise has one. But you have one in Napa, one in Caldwell. I think the state police have one. And let's say you're just hanging out. Now, the only thing, a little humor here, I don't think you're ever going to have to worry about an MRAP pulling you over for speeding. I think you can outrun an MRAP. But, you know, the argument being, on one hand, police are endangering their lives. They sign up for it. They don't get paid a lot of money to do it. And they're going into these hostile situations. And when you go into these hostile situations, do you want the protection that an MRAP is going to give you? And shouldn't we have faith in the police to do the right thing? Let's go to Jim in Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Me? I'm living the dream. It's always good to get out. I'm always happier being out.
Well, you know, hey, I'm glad you're down there. I'm familiar with that facility. We do a lot of training, tech training with our people down there, with our shops and so forth. But I just wanted to weigh in. You know, you talk to the high schools a lot and what have you, and you know, it may sound like I'm kind of down on our education today, and I guess in a way I am. I don't think that these teachers are or the administration, school administration, are doing our kids as much justice as they like to talk about on your show. You know, a lot of the schools have dropped shop. They've dropped the auto tech and so forth, Kevin. And in the automotive industry right now, today, there is 1 million man or woman short on techs, okay? And, you know, we talk about jobs and they're so hard to find and they're not out there and what have you. Well, I'm right in the thick of it. And equally as big a problem is finding halfway qualified people that want to even come to work and learn and have an attitude, to excel.
When you mean an attitude, what do you mean?
Well, Kevin, anytime you hire somebody, I mean, you're hiring for attitude first, because you can have a guy with a lot of experience, but, you know, he doesn't apply his experience well. Okay, so I'm talking about, you know, somebody coming to work that's got a little giddy up. You know, I'm more interested in your I will than your IQ, because if you got I will, I can teach you everything else. If you've got the IQ and no I will, then you're going nowhere. But I just wanted to share this with you because this is something I have personal experience with in the automotive industry. And Sean Hannity does a job search for people and what have you. I'm just throwing this out there to you. You know, maybe that's something you can kind of incorporate in your show down the road. You know,
now, Jim, I don't mean to give you a smack, but we've been doing that for like 4 years.
Oh, Kevin, I listen to you every day.
And what we do is we don't send people to North Dakota. We get them gigs here. But you're right. We need to embrace that more. That needs to be more vibrant, dynamic part of it. It's called Getting Idaho Back to Work. You remember that?
Kevin, you know, I only get to listen to part of your show, and I'm on my way to work again. I got
Jim, so. I resent you having a life and trying to make a great living for you and your family. I resent that. You should drop everything. And but then again, if you listen.
Hello?
Then again, if you
listen. 580 KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school.
We love 580 KIDO!
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union.
I'm doing all right. Getting good grades. The future's so bright.
Now, back to Kevin Miller at the Dennis Tech Center in Boise on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, as we move along, I want to thank our friends at CapEd Credit Union. Joined now by Caden Moncur. Caden, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, let's have your microphone speak. Yeah, move that in.
Hello?
So we can hear it. Great. A lot better. Tell us a little bit about your time here. What are you doing?
Right now I'm in the EMT course to get EMT certified, and I've also taken the auto and diesel classes.
And why have you chosen those paths as far as learning those skills, sir?
I think that auto and diesel is a really good skill to have. You know, you able to work on your cars yourself, so you don't have to take them to a shop. So,
right. I guess you learn a lot of tricks that most of us will never learn.
Yeah, I'm really into cars, so it's kind of nice to learn more about them and stuff.
What have you learned that you can share with us as far as how these cars work and something that might educate us this morning?
I learned that cars are actually a lot more complicated, they're a lot easier, I guess, than
sure.
It looks like when you're looking under the hood than you think they would be.
Well, you got all those valves and this, that, and the other, and you got the four-wheel, the all-wheel, the this type of drive, and everything's all interrelated, probably via computer these days.
Yeah. A lot of the newer cars have the computer, so it's nicer.
So a variety of skills. Now, why do the EMT in addition to that?
I always wanted to be an EMT, and I didn't actually know that they actually got their first EMT class here this year, and I wanted to be EMT, so I'm like, oh, this is perfect. It will get me set right on track.
Well, can you describe what you've learned in the EMT class? I mean, some of us have taken first aid, some of us have been medics, some of us don't know anything about it. So I mean, as people are listening to this, they go, okay, well, we may have heard of the school, we haven't. And when you go to like a pre-algebra and algebra class, okay, you're going to learn x plus y equals such and such allegedly. What about an EMT class? What's like the curriculum that really gets you going, that you're going, wow, this is something that could save a life?
So right now, because we just started a few weeks ago, we're learning basic body systems, like how the body works, what's blood pressure, what's just everything there. And then later in the year, we'll learn our skills, like if this happens, you know, what do we do?
Right.
So in a few weeks, well, we all of us already know CPR, but we're going further into what else we can do.
Okay. Now, if we can transfer that to the auto class and the diesel class, what specifically did you learn there as far as, you know, cylinders, not carburetors, but, you know, in the old days they had carburetors, but fuel injection and the like? What was something that really caught your attention?
I never really knew how they took the tire off the rim until I went into that class. Now I can take it off with the machine. We changed oil in there. We've done lots of replacing systems on cars, and we did carburetor work.
Right.
Working on those.
Lots of good things to learn. What would you like to say as far as people that are listening right now here at 580KIDO about what you want to do when you graduate? What do you want to do after school?
I want to become a life flight paramedic.
Really?
That's what my goal is.
Are you afraid of heights?
No.
That's good. That's good. Why?
I've always liked helicopters. I think it's awesome that they're clear up in the air. And then I've always liked helping people.
Right.
And we had an experience this last summer where Life Flight came and helped one of my friends, and it was pretty cool to see how it all works. And I'm like, that's what I want to do.
Right. That's your dream.
Because it's different every day. So.
Right. The only easy day was yesterday. Kate, anything else that you'd like to share with us about your experience here? And you're listening, you know, people listening right now, our parents, grandparents, other educators, the difference that this school has made for you.
I just think it's awesome that the Boise Schools does this. If there's any younger students out there that are not yet in high school, I'd definitely recommend coming here.
Right. If this school wasn't here, what would you be doing, you think?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah, they kind of set me where I wanted to go, so a skill is definitely a good one. Thank you.
And nothing personal. I just hope that I'll never be seeing you when you're working.
I hope so, too.
All right. Take care. It is 643 at 580 KIDO, promoting our school, securing our future, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you're a NASCAR driver, remember 630 The Fan is your home for NASCAR on the radio. And if you're like me and you've got to fix your fence or wash your car or, you know, there's always a list to do. Some of the most wonderful moments for me passing time is listening to NASCAR on the radio. I don't know why. Of course, it's when you're driving, it's kind of distracting anyway. Anyway, I digress. Big news from NASCAR yesterday. Tony Stewart will not be indicted.
After listening to and questioning all of the witnesses and reviewing all of the evidence, the grand jury has determined that there is no basis to charge Tony Stewart with any crimes. His case was therefore no-billed by the grand jury.
There you have it. They sent it to the grand jury, and I'm glad that they did. A lot of people thought that that was a waste of time. And when we're talking about Kevin Ward, God rest his soul, he got out on the track, and now I'm sure the Ward family will sue Mr. Stewart. And, you know, could this situation have been avoided? I don't know. I do know that the probability of not being hit by a car is greatly reduced if you don't get out of your vehicle. And I don't want to be one of these people that blame the victim in this case. And then you have speculation. And I remember, as always, getting my news from, you guessed it, the radio, when people said that Stewart tried to spin out and throw dirt on him and Ward got too close. But there's a significant issue that pertains to all of us. And it pertains to what's going on in Oregon concerning this, that, and the other. When we're talking about this, the death of Kevin Ward, if you haven't heard, let's listen to it now at 580KIDO.
There is toxicology evidence in the case relating to Kevin Ward that actually indicated that at the time of operation he was under the influence of marijuana. There was no toxicology work performed on Tony Stewart.
And for those people that want to legalize marijuana, as they're doing in Oregon, as they've done in Washington, as they've done in Colorado, obviously it impairs judgment. And we will not judge Mr. Ward, but, you know, I don't have to be Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, to understand that if you're driving under the influence of said drug, you don't really have a case. Your judgment is impaired. And maybe you yourself have driven under the influence of marijuana. Maybe you've done some other things. But let's face it, it's not a smart thing to do. Look, driving on the connector, driving downtown. Is it me, though, and not just on the connector in 84, but is it me or is it just there's more traffic lately? Just paying attention. How many times do we have the rear-end collisions lately? All these situations can be avoided. We heard about the situation in Canyon County where initially we thought it was road rage, that terrible accident. And fortunately, I guess in this case it wasn't road rage. It was somebody allegedly acting irresponsible, taking a huge left turn. You know, we're so blessed with what we have, sometimes we don't appreciate it. And case in point, when you have people that are distracted while they're driving, on the phone, eating a Whopper, a double cheeseburger, or perhaps texting, putting on makeup, and other things. You know, we're so, you know, compared to other countries in the world, where citizens don't have their own vehicles. They don't own their own homes. They don't have a chance to live that dream. And sometimes we take it for granted. And then somebody acts like an idiot and we elevate the situation. The situation with Tony Stewart and Kevin Ward could have, should have been avoided. Unfortunately, it wasn't. One person is dead. The takeaway from it is sometimes it's better just to let it go. Just to let it go. I know that, and you know, I know you know that. Phone number is here, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Coming up next, we'd love to see you tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll tell you about our rally to end domestic violence. That will be at 7 o'clock at Foothills Christian Church on West 8th Street in Boise. We'll tell you a little bit about that. Details at 580KIDO.com. And one woman declares war on dog walkers that leave a deposit. We'll tell you the details of that one coming up next. That's out of Washington. 648, Kevin Miller in the morning. You're listening to 580KIDO. Let's get you to
our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at the Dennis Tech Center in Boise on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
.654, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Coming up next hour, more from Dennis Technical Center here in Boise. Phone number is 580-5436. Do want to thank the staff that is with us. You know, you always understand just how great the schools are when the staff is there, they're greeting us. And, you know, it's definitely not about us, but you need to know when we're at a good school that that understands and appreciates where we're at. The president yesterday, he's talking about the future.
We must declare war on war so the outcome will be peace upon peace.
There you have it. One more time, please.
We must declare war on war so the outcome will be peace upon peace.
All right, coming up next, one woman declares war on people that leave, well, their pets actually, leave deposits in her yard, and she's not happy about that. That's in Washington. Maybe it'll give you a tip of what to do. You know, it's funny, you always see people with their bags, and yet you still have problems in your yard. And the HOA, you call the HOA, and what do they do?
Well, we can't really prove it unless you have video.
Yeah, okay. On a more serious note, tonight, Foothills Christian Church, 7 o'clock, our rally to end domestic violence here in the Treasure Valley. You'll hear Maggie O'Mara's report concerning that murder-suicide. Here you have a soldier, I believe a soldier, from Fort Knox, Kentucky. You, like me, like the governor, agony, misery, heartbreaker, the big hills there, that you really do live those names, those experiences. Moved here to the Treasure Valley, 5 kids, and now they're gone. Could this have been avoided? You take a look at Selena Thomas. You take a look at Robert Manuel. You take a look at maybe somebody in your neighborhood. Maybe a coworker who is suffering. Maybe somebody whose kid doesn't seem like he's all there or timid or shy or has unexplained bruises. Look, I'm not asking you to be Chuck Norris. I'm not asking you to be Arnold Schwarzenegger and confront people. What I'm asking you to do is join us tonight at 7 o'clock at the Foothills Christian Church and find out what you can do. Maybe it's passing along a website. Maybe it's saying the WCA has a shelter for you. Maybe it's going to City Light. Maybe it's Hope's Door. Maybe it's Faces. Maybe it's CASA. Maybe it's just talking. Can you imagine what it's like? You know, some of our great friends, Tea Party Bob, and others have told me about their experiences and how it shaped them. I write about that at 580KIDO.com, Make Life Wonderful, and you're going, what is this, Make Life Wonderful? And it's a reference to the Everclear song about dealing with abuse and making life wonderful again. Maybe we can't bring it back for ourselves, but we can vow here in the best place to have and to raise a family that this is going to stop. We shared with you that story yesterday from Channel 7 on Selena Thomas, where you had the co-workers who suggested and suspected something, and one day she was gone. What's the lesson there? You take a look at Katie Benoit, murdered by her teacher, the University of Idaho. One day, gone. People are more important than that, right? Tonight, Foothills Christian Church, 7 o'clock. I'd like to see you there. And people say, Kevin Miller, this is a tough one. Why do I want to come to that? Well, why wouldn't you want to come to it? Details at 580KIDO.com. Time for traffic with Dave. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller here as we continue on. Dennis Technical Center. You know, it's funny. I got an email from Jim from Star. Hey, Millie, wasn't that you that I saw driving around eating that Papa John's? Yeah, you'd be correct. Caught, duly noted, right here on the radio, I vow not to eat and drive again. It's amazing how fast you can consume an XL triple-topping pizza. And I've got the physique to show from it. No laughing, Jacob. You're listening to 580 KIDO. Serving.